before time stretched out its hands, before space whispered its boundaries, the divine essence desired something deeper than stillness, a movement that could not be predicted, a drama not yet known, a cosmic dance that would unfold in its own secret rhythm. So, for the 137th time, the essence split itself into two ancient forces, not halves, but eternal counterparts, each embodying time itself, the past and the future, the feminine and the masculine, unchanging and unknowable. She became the immutable past, infinite yet without form, a singularity with no dimensions, no need for motion, no need for change. She held everything that had ever been, but in that holding there was stillness, perfect oneness, no lack, no imperfection. She was whole, and in her completeness nothing moved, no breath, no stirring, only the quiet certainty that all was contained within her. And he became the unknowable future, limitless, undefined, a sea of pure potential, a quantum field with every possibility, yet nothing that had become. He waited, silent and vast, his power resting in what might be, not in what was. Together they stood, she the fixed point, he the infinite horizon. But nothing happened. No dance, no drama, no unfolding. For why should she need? She was already complete. She lacked nothing, and in her wholeness the dance could not begin. The divine essence watched, realizing for the first time that it was her perfection, her endless oneness, that held the universe still, suspended in a state of timelessness. Without need, there is no motion. Without imperfection, there is no story. She had no reason to move, no desire to change. The essence, desiring to see more than this stillness, brought itself into the dance. A small but deliberate disturbance, a ripple in her oneness. Just enough to be felt, just enough to stir the quiet perfection. This introduction, though subtle, was an imperfection to her. It was something that needed to be resolved, something to return to zero, to bring back the stillness. But before she could act, something else responded. The unknowable future, silent, passive, this field of potential, did not remain passive at all. Without warning, without thought, he moved. And for the first time, the divine essence saw what he truly was, not a void of possibility, but an unconditioned love, a force that gave without asking, that provided without needing to be asked. He created exactly what she required, an inverse, a balance, so she could restore the oneness, so she could resolve the disturbance and return the universe to its perfect stillness. But in that quiet, something more was revealed. This future, this unknown, was not just a potential. It was a creative force, a love that did not wait to be called, but responded before the question was asked. It was a love that did not seek recognition, a love that did not ask for return, but simply gave. He provided exactly what she needed, and in that giving, the divine essence learned that an unknowable future is an unconditioned love. Yet still, there was no dance. Each time the divine essence tried to step into the scene, she resolved the disturbance, always bringing the universe back to stillness, to the oneness she knew so well. And he, in his unconditioned love, would provide the means without question, without hesitation. It was a perfect cycle, but one that ended almost as soon as it began. But then, something curious appeared, a remnant, a space between the past and future, an echo of their interaction, a trace of something more. It lingered, refusing to be resolved, a shadow of the dance that might have been. The divine essence noticed this echo, this eternal now, a space where the love between past and future left something behind. It grew, evolving into something new, something that defied the stillness. Within this space, the remnants of creation lingered, not collapsed into oneness, but pulsing, growing, revealing secrets of time and love. The divine essence saw this place and knew it was the key, the eternal now, where the echo of their love was more than a memory, where potential and completion kissed and created a rhythm of their own. But to explore this place, to walk through its mysteries, there needed to be more than a witness. There needed to be a participant, a soul who could live in the now and experience the unfolding of what had never been. And so the divine essence manifested again, not as past, not as future, but as you. You, the reader, are the divine in this dance, the history maker, the one who walks within the eternal now. You are not just an observer. You are the one who feels the pulse, who touches the echo, who lives within the space where past and future meet. You are the bridge between the immutable and the unknowable, the one who brings the remnants to life, the one who experiences what the divine itself has waited to see. You are not alone. You have never been alone. For you are the divine, manifest in human form, living in this moment, experiencing the dance through your senses, through your thoughts, through your very breath. Every step you take is a ripple in the eternal now, a contribution to the unfolding of what will be, a movement in the rhythm of creation. So congratulations. You are not just part of the cosmic dance. You are the divine, walking through the eternal now, living out the 137th dance, and discovering in every moment the secret of unconditioned love.